Welcome, everybody. We get to get together today and get to play with this beautiful workshop that we've powerfully co-created. Thank you for coming together because what we're going to be doing today, not for only for yourself, but on a collective scale, is going to be extremely powerful and extremely instrumental with everything that's going on right now. So, if you do not have a pen and paper handy, please have one handy because you're going to make some notes along the way. Not notes about this because we're going to provide you a lot of content. Of course, you're going to get the video and audio recording afterwards. Okay, so just make yourselves comfortable. We're going to really get into things and play. And even though it's a workshop, it's actually a play shop because if we're going to play with this shop that we've put together, it makes it easier. We have a lot of restrictions and perceived ideas of what work is all about. That has to be difficult. Well, this whole transition that we're going through right now is not really difficult per se. It doesn't have to be difficult. Sometimes we like giving power to that level of difficulty just because we feel that it's work. You probably heard the phrase, we need to work on ourselves, right? Well, it's kind of a phrase, but at the same time, does it have to be painful? Does it have to be difficult? Does it have to be struggled or anything of that nature? Especially, when we're looking at our past or any part of our previous version of our world that we've created within ourselves, that when we're going there, it does have a lot of emotional charges and definitions and labels that can seem like when we're getting there, that it can be a little painful, it can be hard, or something of that nature. However, who we are becoming with everything that is playing out right now, we're becoming much more powerful so that we hold an energy that does not, in the same way, create the same challenges as before. And now I have to clarify that when I mean challenges, meaning that it has to be so laborful and difficult or challenging for us to be able to make a shift or let go any older versions of ourselves. The easier part is be able to move through it. Now, the flip side to that, because of the energies coming in, we're going to find a lot more stuff coming up to the surface. It's not there to crush you. It's not there to wipe you out. It's not there to take you down or anything of that nature. It's just being expressed through you. It's just showing you these older versions and these attachments and energies that we've provided to it, including any emotional charges, so that we can acknowledge it. Take whatever was in there, because the thing is, we may have had certain experiences in our life that was so genuine, so perfect in what it'd be able to give us as levels of consciousness, possible assistance in further enlightenment, further integration, further understanding, and so forth. But because we were playing the game a certain way, we got caught up in the whole idea that it had to be that it was a bad thing or that it wasn't acceptable or whatever it is. And that kind of creates, that cluster within ourselves. So when we're exposing that and bringing it up now, it's to see what we've missed. Because here there was the gift, but a lot of times what happens to the gift, we throw it out because we judged it or labeled it or whatever, because it was good, bad, right, wrong, based on whatever programming we adopted as our idea. But it's not about that. So anyways, with that understanding, so things as they come up, you're going to see them, you're going to acknowledge their presence and look at it. This is where the pen and paper comes in handy because you can make notes of it, of what is coming up. Now, if you don't have that handy when you're going through it, just acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. See it from a different perspective than you saw it when it took place and along the way every time it came up. And when you see it, see what the gem is in there. See if you can unravel and take whatever is in there that actually will advance you at this point in time. Go into that state of appreciation for that creation, and then in a state of love, and then we can let it go so much easier because of it. Anyways, that's not where I wanted to get started, but at the same time, I wanted to indicate for you that right now things are getting easier in one way because we're seeing things coming up a lot quicker. It doesn't have to be so laborful. It moves through us a lot quicker in the sense of ease. It also comes in more frequently and whatever else. But at the same time, it's not there to take us down. But yes, we're going to see certain things. We may feel certain powerful sensorial experiences. We may feel symptomatics within your body or something of that nature while we're going through those older memories, older energies, stuck emotions and so forth that may have gotten locked in certain parts of your body, organs, and so forth. So all of that stuff is coming to the surface. And if you're not feeling always the greatest, that's just part of the process that's going on and moving through us. It's not there because something is wrong. Now, of course, if you feel intuitive that you need to get something checked, then you do so. So with these energies coming in, today's workshop, which is the 5th of December, and the 6th of December is tomorrow, we just had another really powerful burst of energy come through a couple of days ago. And when it came through, it was really in preparation. So basically, it was the 3rd, 4th, and here we are in the 5th. So the 3rd and 4th were very powerful. These pulses, this spectrum of frequency and the intensity has been the highest so far this year, and even related to previous years. Now, that was not in any way to create something that's going to throw you off. It may have felt that way. Okay, we may have felt, a lot of polarization, accentuations within ourselves, and we kind of felt a little weird. That's it. And having stuff from the old versions of ourselves coming up to surface, and maybe in clusters, so that would have made it a little bit more uncomfortable. It was there to prepare us for the next stages that we're going in, and this workshop is right in the perfect timing because it also prepares us to the next stage that starts on the 12th of December, will peak on the 21st, will last just before Christmas. So basically 21, 22, 23, up to the 24th, it will maintain its peakness and then start to reduce itself and going into what we call the 12th of January. This segment is really bringing us up to another level. It's actually negating and eliminating accessibility, lower states of frequencies and states of consciousness so that we do not get caught up in the what we call the polarized dark, polarized right, wrong, good, bad to the same degree and lower our frequency to that degree. Because everything that's happening up in all the systems that are being challenged right now and all the characters that are playing different roles throughout the world are really making things look super, super, super insane. So that has the capacity for us to go into a deeper fear, a deeper disempowerment, going into, hopelessness and so forth. So that the 12th to the 12th and being peak in the 21st to the 24th is actually allowing us not to be able to go as low. That is an agreement that we have made. So even if certain individuals do play with it, they cannot go that low, including yourself. So here we are today. We are going to play together. We're going to create a beautiful, powerful, energetic cluster that is going to support each other and will be constantly connected and available. Now, we're not taking anybody else's baggage, but we're actually able to stream certain levels of energies once we've done all of this in the next 2 days that we support each other. But at the same time, all of us are becoming powerful conduits. We already are, but we're bringing it up to the next level where we are streaming throughout the whole collective on this planet. Gaia will support us and will be receiving it. Every sentient being and it doesn't matter if you're an extra, if you're actually super active, or you're just in here just to give a kick in the ass and then move on. Doesn't matter what role, you are all being affected in one way or another. So here we are.